Did you know that true happiness starts in your mind? Hi, this is Maura Sweeney, author, speaker, and contributor to the Huffington Post. A resident of the Tampa Bay area for over 30 years, I am delighted to be part of Radio St. Pete. Join me also at my moraforyou.com website, where I'm always for you.
Welcome to Maura For You. Maura Sweeney is an author, blogger, and public speaker who always has an eye out for you and your personal happiness. Conventional and offbeat, vintage and modern, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories that challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's thoughts for you.
Is the sun always shining in your life? Well, if you are looking to live more happily from the inside out, I have a great word picture to deliver to you today. Is the sun always shining in your life? Do you ever look around and notice that some people tend to always be on the happy side? And then you could obviously see some other people who tend to be more gloomy, kind of like the weather outside. Have you also noticed that you can have people in the same environment go through the same situation, and yet they can come out of that situation with completely different outlooks? Well, I had something that occurred to me probably a decade ago that recently came to mind, and it is definitely worth sharing here on the Living Happy Inside Out program. My daughter and I were heading over on a trip to London, England. And one of the thoughts that I always had about England is I'm not really looking forward to going because I always imagine the area as being one of intense clouds, light rain, and pretty much overcast grayness. So in this one trip, when we happened to fly over, it was the early hours of the day, and we were way up in the clouds, and everything about us was sparkling and bright, and really, for me, a very happy feeling. So I thought, oh, well, this isn't too bad. And then I looked down, and sure enough, as I looked beneath me, I could see huge clumps of billowy gray and somewhat heavy, foreboding clouds. And I knew we were about to fly into them and then fly beneath them as we descended. And for those who don't know me too well, I have always been drawn to the sun, to sunny days, to warm weather, and to brightness. So the idea of knowing I was going to be spending a certain period of time in a city that I imagined was always going to be gray wasn't the best thought for me. In fact, in my mind, it spoke of heaviness, for lack of a better word. So before we descended, I thought, Maura, get a hold of yourself here. Look what's going on. And as I took note of the sky and the brightness of it before we got beneath those clouds, I thought to myself something new. The sun was always shining up above. I might be getting ready to spend the next week or so down in London where I wouldn't see the sun, but it didn't really matter because I needed to remind myself that whether I saw the sun or not, it was always present. It was just a matter of my perspective. As long as I viewed what was going to be right in front of me while I was down on the ground, I could easily become taken in by the grayness of the weather, by the overcast, and by even maybe the gloom, which could enter into my thoughts. Or I could place my mind back in the upper atmosphere, and I could remember the truth. And the truth was that regardless of whatever weather I was facing down on the ground, I could remember that up above, in the higher levels of the atmosphere, or as you might want to view it, higher levels of thought, the sun was perpetually shining. You know, viewing that in my mind's eye was not only just a good trick for my mind to get me out of, let's say, a number of years of thinking about weather affecting my personality, but it was really a great analogy about life and the way in which we choose to view it. There is always a higher place. We may not have access to it with our natural eyesight, or with our regular five senses, but there is always a place where the sun is bright, where it is shining, where there is nothing hidden and nothing that is there to make us feel gloomy. So wherever you are today, maybe you're facing some challenging times, maybe you've been viewing life through the gloom, and maybe the gloom has taken hold of your greater thoughts. Remember today that there is a place where the sun, the brightness, and all that goes along with that is always and perpetually shining. Well, that's been my thought for you today concerning living happy from the inside out. But before we finish, let's hear from someone else who's going to share with us what makes them happy too from the inside out.
Hi, my name is Jared Easley. I am the co-founder of the podcast movement. I am originally from Montgomery, Alabama, but now I live in South Florida, just outside of Fort Lauderdale. And what makes me happy is my four-year-old daughter. Her name is Lana. And every Friday, I post a picture of her on social media, and I title it Friday I'm in Love. And I've been doing this for a really long time now. And it's not just an obnoxious way to me keep sharing pictures of my daughter on social media. It's actually become something way better and greater than that. And it has a lot of purpose and meaning to me. And then the people that I'm friends with, they always comment, they always like it, because it just reminds them of the people that they love in their own life. So what do I love? What makes me happy? It's my daughter, and I love posting pictures of her on Friday. So if we're friends on social media, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, anywhere really I'm on social media, and you happen to stumble upon what I'm doing on Friday, you'll see Friday I'm in Love, which is a cute picture of my daughter, Lana. Absolutely love her. She's my reset button. When I have that bad day and I hang out with her, I realize, man, life is good. Life is sweet, and there's a lot of cool things to go out and do. So that's my encouragement to you, the listener, is to go out and fulfill your potential. So find what makes you happy. I love shows like this that make you consider that. For me, it's my daughter. So thank you so much, Maura, for the opportunity.
For more about Maura, visit her at mauraforyou.com, where you can find videos, blogs, and her book series, The Art of Happiness. Visit mauraforyou.com, where Maura is always for you.